Welcome in. I'm Alexis Downey. We're here in the Korea studio, and it is a monumental day for the Anaheim Ducks as Joel Quenneville was announced as the 12th head coach in organization history, and we are joined by him now. Coach Q, welcome to Anaheim.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you very much. Couldn't be happier.
After nearly 4 years away, how excited are you to be back?
Oh, this has been 4 years that I've done a lot of work and met a lot of people understanding why I haven't been in the position to be coaching. And I think that's helped me throughout this whole process. And some of the great people that I've met right from the get-go has been a real good journey. 4 years ago, the first guy I met when I returned from the commissioner's office and that journey started, a young guy came over to my house and he was a friend of a friend. And we shared our stories about his journey and my journey. And, you know, we became friends. He's here today. And Chris Jensen was a survivor of hockey and of abuse. And his story and started from a 5-hour sitting on a couch at that same day I came home to several lunches and several dinners. And a lot of great conversations over the years, but he really helped, give me a great foundation of what people go through when they're in that position of like a Kyle Beach. Mm-hmm. And so it's been to this point here where we've got a lot of, but I'm so happy that Chris is here today. He's a friend. And the fact that he came and joined us today means a lot.
Well, there are a lot of people that are very excited to have you here in Anaheim, but I want to get into a couple questions here first. Looking back to what happened while you were with the Blackhawks in 2010, what could you have done differently?
I should have asked a lot more questions. I should have had more follow-up on the meeting I was in to find out the detail. When I say details, the seriousness of the incident to Kyle. We learned from not being more aggressive in that area was something that I'll take responsibility for and learn from as well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you've done over the last several years to better yourself?
Well, I learned a lot. I've had a lot of people that helped me out through this process of being educated on abuse and survivors. Met and talked to several. And that education hasn't stopped over the 4 years. I think it's been an ongoing process. I think I've learned a number of things that are going to make me a better person and a better coach. And I look forward to applying those lessons and messages. And, couldn't be happier than to look forward to applying them here.
Q, have you spoken to Kyle Beach? And if so, is there anything you can share from that conversation?
I have spoke to Kyle several times. In fact, I spoke to him earlier today. And we've had very productive conversations, very good conversations. I don't want to get into what was talked about, but I'm happy that I spoke to him today. It was a good conversation.
There's a lot of attention on this hiring. What is your message to the fans who have voiced displeasure on your return to coaching?
I understand their position, and we understand that going forward that not everybody's happy with the decision. I'm here to do everything I can to change their minds, being active in the community, getting our message of what it's like to be a part of from the not just players, the organization, get involved in the community, share the message and the work that I've learned over the last 4 years and try to establish that and just getting here right now. But over the next few days, we're going to look into getting that part of our team rolling.
Well, with you joining the Anaheim Ducks, why was this the right opportunity for you to return to coaching?
I just think that it's amazing that for 4 years, I hadn't been to a game. Well, I shouldn't say 4 years, but for 3.5 years was the first time I saw an NHL game live, and I went and saw Anaheim play Tampa probably a couple months ago. And I couldn't believe the pace of the game live and how big and fast Anaheim was. And I went to see Coop, who's my buddy. We're visiting, and Anaheim was playing that night. But I was sitting there, wow, what a team. And since that day, I've had so many people say, Anaheim, what a team they got. They got a really nice up-and-coming team. What a nice place to go to. But things worked out the way they have. I couldn't be happier that I get a chance to work with a young team that has a lot of great potential, a lot of great balance in their lineup, a lot of future NHL players as well. Kind of reminds me of my day when I first started in Chicago, where I was fortunate to come to a team that was looking like they were ready to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a sense here that, you know, a lot of similar parts that I can't wait to get working with them.
You touched on it, how fast the game is, and we know it's an evolving game as well. Is it going to be a little difficult to jump back into coaching and where hockey is at right now?
Hey, the games are fun to watch. I'm just watching the playoffs right now. The games are spectacular, and speed and pace are part of that. And, you know, I like to think that we want to get to creating our identity as early as possible coming in the fall. And the one thing I always pride our teams to be, you know, we want to be the hardest working team in the league. We like to be aggressive. We want to play a fast game. We want to take on the identity that we're competitive as heck. And we like the word relentless. So we want to establish that as best we can and take off from there.
You touched on the young core that is here in Anaheim. What in particular are you excited about to coach that group and see where it goes?
Well, there's a lot of upside and a number of guys. You can mention 5 or 6, 7, 8 guys. And I think back in Chicago, we had about the same 6 or 7, 8 guys that could be a Taze or a Kaner and and then turn out to be special players. But I didn't know then who was going to be jumping out and being those guys. And that's the fun part of watching these young kids play and then grow, and how fast the things and the progression in their individual games can add up to the team games getting better and better on a daily basis. So that's the fun part about it. I enjoy as a coach that you tell somebody to go do something, they do it the right way and they feel better and you can see their game improve. And obviously we like results as well.
Mm-hmm. You've talked a little bit about those young players, guys like Leo Carlson, Trevor Zegras, Mason McTavish. I mean, it is a long list of young core players here. When you have watched them in a little bit of the games that you have seen of Anaheim, you know, what stands out about your expectations to getting them to the next level?
I think we my strategy has always been, we want to try to get better on a daily basis, that, you know, practices we're here to improve and we apply that the next game. And we just want to grow as a team, that we're going to play a stronger team game as we develop over a season individually, our skills and our individual games. You know, that's something we talk about a lot. And basically as a coach, you want to make sure that your job is to get the player to max out and get his best version of himself. And collectively, you know, we want to have a good environment. I think there's a lot of nice pieces in place as far as the closeness of the team. And I think they're ready to go.
Well, you have quite the resume in your coaching history, and that includes a couple stops in different places. Are you familiar with any of the guys here in Anaheim, though? I mean, you know, some of these faces here, have you had relationships with them previously or coached them?
I had a couple of beauties that I had the pleasure of coaching. You know, and they call him the butcher down in Florida at the time. But Goods is a tremendous human being, a great person, a fearless defender. And I look forward to working with him again. And Frankie Vetrano, who is, I love the guy. He's just a competitive guy. People love him as a teammate. You know, I'm looking forward to saying hello and giving him a big hug, saying, hey, we're back together again. So it's you know, I'll be looking forward. And you know, it's almost like I can't wait to meet all the guys. So I'm sure there's a number of guys. I've seen a lot of these guys live and played against, coached against them, but looking forward to getting the pleasure to work with them.
Well, I have to tell you, he is also still known as the butcher here in Anaheim as the captain of this team. We love to see that side of him on the ice.
He's a great teammate and a great guy to have in your club, on your side.
Mm-hmm. You are familiar with Honda Center. Going back to 2015 in particular, a certain Game 7 was at Honda Center when you were the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, that Western Finals games en route to your third Stanley Cup. What do you remember about maybe that series or being in Honda Center? And now you get to be there again.
Oh, what a battle. That was a war. Oh, my God. I can remember that, you know, it was, seemed like their whole team was after Duncan. And I remember game five. We had a great comeback. We scored a couple late goals in the last first minute in overtime. And it was like, now we got to go back for game six. And it was like, oh, my God, the guys were, thought we were so close. And now it's so far. And we played a great game six and had a great start in game seven. And probably our two best games we played the whole season. And we needed it because, I mean, you guys had a heck of a club. But I've been on the other side of it, too, when I come into this building here. We got pounded pretty good in some other series. I remember we got pounded 4-0.
In terms of the expectations here for GM Pat Verbeek, he expects the playoffs going along with that. What are your goals for this season?
I think we should be fair when we look at our prognostications, when we're looking at, well, we should be better in certain areas, whether it's penalty kill, power play, goals against, production. And I would say that we feel we're going to get better in those areas. But I would think that our motivation and our goal from day one in training camp is we want to be a playoff team. And where we end up, if that's our goal, we'll deal with the playoffs afterwards. But just knowing that this is what we play for, this is what it's all about. And you watch these games every night lately, it's been unbelievable. Mm. So it's a, it just tells you how important it is for the players too, to get a chance to compete for a cup and how meaningful it is. And the best part of winning a cup is trying to win it. So that's what it's all about.
The journey. You know, yes, a little something about that.
That's fun.
Also, in talking about Pat, you do have a relationship with him going back to when you guys played together. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Oh, Beaker, he was a pain in the butt to play against on the other team. But he was on your team. You loved him because he was such a scrappy, competitive guy. Had a great knack to score goals. I mean, somebody just said how many goals he had. I said, I didn't realize he had that many goals. 500 goals is like, wow. Mm-hmm. But it shows you, you know, he had not only had that skill and to score, but he had, for not a big guy, he knew where he had to go to get rewarded. And he went to the hard areas, tough areas, nothing deterred him from going anywhere he needed to go to be successful. And that's the way he played. You know, he was a feisty little competitive guy that wouldn't stop. And mm-hmm. I like those traits.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how you're able to integrate into Orange Country here. That is what we call it here in Anaheim. And you've already got your orange on, so you're on the right track there.
We're ready to go. We're so excited.
Yeah. Well, we are so excited to have you. You could just feel it right now. Just looking forward to this upcoming season. And thank you again for joining us, Q. Welcome to Anaheim once again.
Well, thank you. Great to be here. Thanks, AD.
You already got it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.